right, Mark, thank you. Good to have you with us on the Nissan Post Game Show. The final score from Toronto, 90-78. So a game in which the Nets started without Richard Jefferson. They knew he was out with the ankle, but they also did not have the passion and the energy that they had the past couple games in which they won easily. You know, the story of the night, which we'll talk about with the guys in a few moments, Vince Carter, who was coming off a couple terrific performances in which he was lights out as far as shooting three-pointers, is coming up really empty from the field tonight. In fact, leading scorer for the Nets. You know, you always talk about it being Vince Carter, Jason Kidd, or Richard Jefferson, but it was Hassan Adams, the rookie, with 13 points. Let's go courtside now, talk about this game with Marv Albert and Jim Sponarkel. And guys, it's real, I don't know what to, intriguing's not the right word, when you got a team that looked so good the past couple games. Vince Carter was shooting lights out, but this game, everything just fell flat. And what was it with Carter tonight? 4 of 17 from the field, 0 of 6 from three-point range. And I don't know if the fans there got to him or what, but usually when he goes back to Toronto, Marv, he has a pretty good game.
Bob, I think it was a delayed reaction to what we were talking about the other day, fool's gold. One of us, was it me? Yeah, I guess it was.
Depends on if it's a good comment or a bad one.
It wasn't a good comment, okay. Because I pointed out right at the start of the game after Vince had an incredible shooting performance from three-point land against Memphis that perhaps the worst thing he could do is come out firing threes. Turns out he hit his first four and had another excellent game against Milwaukee. But he's looking just too much for those fadeaway three-pointers. Reminds me of the playoffs, the series against Indiana last season. Remember, he had that one game where mm-hmm. it was very similar to what we saw tonight. And then he took it the next couple of games. He began to take it to the rim, and everything changed.
Yeah, and I think it comes down to where you're headed with that is just shot selection in general. You know, he didn't get to the free throw line only eight times, and I'm not so sure the eight times he got to the free throw line, there were great attempts for him to get to the line. So I think it's one of those, I mean, when he plays poorly, I guess we have to say he plays poorly. He can't disguise that, obviously coming off the big games that he has had, but he's also a pro who just knows how to wipe this thing off and move on to tomorrow night with the Pistons.
And it is back-to-back, yep. While Detroit will be a well-rested team, but that's another story for tomorrow night. But this, I thought, generally was a down game for mm-hmm. the Nets. You just didn't see the spark early on. Not a good game for Jason Kidd. He could not hit the shot. The Nets had that one lift when the bench, for the most part, was on the floor. They did get back into it. They got the Toronto lead down to one, but could not do anything with it.
Yeah, when you're back court with Kidd and Carter shooting 7 for 29 from the floor, both of them not getting untracked, and you're right. I mean, Lawrence Frank starts to reach around a little bit looking for guys where he can get rotations in there to find anybody on a night like this, especially when the fast break isn't working. And, that, you know, without Richard Jefferson on the floor, it's a different dynamic of how this team cannot run as well as with Richard on the floor. So, I mean, it's just one of those nights. You have them in the NBA. Everybody kind of looked like they were in deep snow running around.
And no question, the Nets did miss Richard Jefferson, who's out with the ankle problem, this time the right ankle. But Toronto without their best player, Chris Bosh, who now has missed four straight games.
Yeah, and then the adjustments that they've made, you know, winning it down in Orlando, obviously a very good win for this team, and coming right back here and on their home floor where they've played well this season. So, I mean, a little bit of rhythm for him, and then you take T.J. Ford at the end of this game. He did what he was supposed to do as a point guard. So you have to tip your hat to them because they did a nice job of winning this game.
T.J. Ford was spectacular, yeah. Particularly in the fourth quarter. We've been talking about the numbers in terms of points and assists. But they got a solid effort from their starting five.
Yeah, they did. And I think the thing with it is that they never allowed the Nets, and especially Carter, and also you could add Kidd to that, they never allowed Jason Kidd to get into his running game. They never allowed Carter to get into his scoring game. And consequently, they controlled the entire tempo pretty much for about 42 minutes of this 48-minute game.
So the Nets, who are in a stretch of playing 10 of 11 at home, it was not a successful first part of the homestand in the first six games. And now the Nets back home for Detroit, followed by Golden State, Cleveland, and the Lakers. A very, very difficult run.
I don't see anything easy there.
But the important thing, Jim, I know you'll be okay for back-to-back tomorrow night.
I will. I will try my best to step it up.
Yes, it'll be the Pistons and the Nets at the Meadowlands. Bob, that's all we have.
Yeah, we'll all be the judge of that tomorrow in the pregame, Jim. Okay?
Yes.
All right, guys. Have a great night.
Thank you, gentlemen. On that
okay, thanks, Bob.
Note, I'll leave.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow. You know, the Nets, simply put, just didn't have it tonight after really having it the past couple games and picking up wins. They were back to a malaise state, if you will, shooting just 39% from the field, just 3 of 18 from three-point range. Of course, that's been their calling card the past couple games, especially for Vince Carter. And Vince, of course, wasn't even the leading scorer tonight. And that was on the mind of head coach Lawrence Frank just a few moments ago.
Yeah, you know, the we got a little bit out of sorts starting that first half. Just a little bit out of character a little bit. And, you know, we made two runs in the game, one in the first half, one in the second half, and then obviously both times couldn't get over the hump. So you got to give Toronto a lot of credit. They played well, and unfortunately came up on the short end.
I think the key was that fourth quarter coming out of that timeout. It's a two-point game.
Yeah, and then, you know, but I think the key really is starting that first half. Would we shoot three free throw? I mean, just, you know, our aggressiveness, we weren't as aggressive as we need to be. We weren't as organized as we needed to be at times in terms of just, you know, like I said, just doing what we rehearse. And then, you know, two-point game, Mo Pete hits the three-week, you know, obviously, you know, we had four empty trips, you know, they hit some shots and that was it. But it shouldn't come to end, you know, but those guys, you know, in terms of that, you know, small group out there battled their tail off to get it there, but yet, you know, we just didn't have enough.
We've seen Carter come back in this building a few times and play very well. Did he look the same tonight, uncomfortable, or look the same?
No, I think, you know, hey, look, in this league, you know, you're not going to have a great shooting night every night. You know, Vince is coming off two phenomenal performances. So, I mean, he wants to play great every night. It was just one of those nights that his shot wasn't falling, and, you know, that's part of it.
More than we do now when he's talking to people, talking to his ex-coach, talking to guys behind the front.
No, I think, you know, the Vince is very consistent in his approach. You know, Vince has been great for us. It's not an easy situation coming back here. You know, Vince has obviously played very, very at a very high level, and he just had a night where shots weren't falling. Those, like I said, in a course of 82-game season, you're going to have nights like these.
You were urging him, though, to keep driving to the basket all night, it felt like?
Well, you know, you're always trying, you know, again, just, you know, recognition. And I think, you know, I just had some things, you know, go against him. And like I said, you know, we all have nights like that. And, you know, he's going to bounce back. And, you know, he's played at a very high level for us. So, you know, it just wasn't his best game tonight, but a lot of games to be played.
Look at the energy of your young guys again, Marcus and Hassan, especially with a small group.
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, those guys, I think, you know, Jason, Eddie, Marcus, Hassan, and then, you know, Mikey with that group made the run. And, you know, the young guys, you know, again, competed, and, you know, they're going to have to learn and understand some of, you know, mistakes, but the effort was good, and we just have to keep on getting better.
Okay, thank you. Looking for Marcus the other night.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, we're searching. I mean, you know, we're seeing where the game's at, and I think, you know, you're just trying to win that game. So we're just trying to find guys who can help change the rhythm of the game. We saw what the problems were, and you're just trying to look for different combinations that can dig ourselves out of the hole. And, you know, we got it to where it was, you know, down two, but then we couldn't convert on the offensive end, and they got some key baskets on the other end.
All right, so the Nets were going for their first three-game winning streak of the season. Couldn't get it. Hassan Adams for the Nets did what was right tonight. Lawrence Frank's been giving him some more minutes, and the rookie out of Arizona is taking advantage of it. 5 of 8 from the field tonight, 4 rebounds, and those 13 points tops in terms of scoring for the Nets. Let's hear from the rookie.
He hit some big shots. You know, we was just trying to go back at him, you know, put him on their heels. I mean, they was making some good shots. We was missing a couple of ours, so... You know, we just tried to get stops. You know, that was the big key, getting stops, because they had a little momentum rolling.
How'd you feel out there tonight, getting more minutes?
Great. Just playing. Like I always say, I mean, whenever you got an opportunity, just go out there and play hard. And today, if I played 2 minutes. I mean, you know, make the best of it. I just had the opportunity to play more, and all I wanted to do is just contribute, you know, play my part, and that's what I tried to do.
Why was the unit with yourself, Marcus, Jay Kidd, Eddie House, why was that the most successful unit tonight?
I guess we just kind of disrupted. You know, we kind of, you know, got in them, made them do things that, you know, they weren't accustomed. And we just, you know, played aggressive. We was pretty small, but we was all over the place. So we kind of scrambled around and got some easy buckets. We was running. And so, you know, different vibes usually, you know, with us kind of work out.
Can you guys feel Vince struggling and trying to pick him up?
Oh, man, Vince is unbelievable. But, you know, it's games like that. He's human, you know. So what we try to do is just, you know, when games like that, we just right there supporting. You know, if they booing him, they booing all of us, you know, and that's what we just try to be there to support, you know, and that's where the bench got to come in and, you know, pick it up.
Eddie House, another key player off the bench for the Nets, who helped get him back at one point within two. 4-7 from the field, nailed a couple threes, ended up with 10 points, but talked about the troubles down the stretch.
Seemed the fourth quarter, you had him where you wanted him, he made a good run. What happened there down the stretch?
A couple plays here and there where, you know, they didn't go our way, but that wasn't the reason. You know, they just went on a run. You know, for us to cut it to two, we went on our run. And, you know, basketball is a game of runs. They went on a run, and we couldn't get stops. You know, I had a little trouble with the elbow pick and roll with TJ's coming off full speed. It was tough for me to cut him off. But, you know, I think I just maybe play a little harder. You know, dig down a little deeper, try to stop it however I can. But we was right there. You know, it just, they made their run at the right time.
You're putting some of this on yourself then, huh?
I mean, at that time, it was, you know, it was close to around, we was right in the ball game, you know, and a couple plays he came down, made some plays off of that play. So I got to find a way to give a little harder effort, I guess.
It seemed that when you were out there with Kidd and Marcus and Antoine, that seemed to be your best unit out there. Talk about the success you had with those guys.
We was scrapping around. We was in the zone. We played the zone defense, and, you know, they were missing shots, and we were getting out running, pushing the basketball and getting easy looks and, you know, putting pressure on them defensively instead of, letting them load up. We was cutting. People were moving, and, you know, that's how we did it.
Can you guys feel Vince struggling on a night like tonight? Do you want to try to pick him up?
Yeah, you want to try to help your teammate anytime, whoever it is, you know, and especially in this situation where every time you touch the ball, they boo him and, you know, you want to see him succeed, and you want to try to help him any way that you can. So you want to try to do your job as best as you can to make it a little easier for him.
Well, there were six Nets in double figures, but Vince Carter was one of them. But his 12 points a season low, and we've talked a lot about on the postgame here about his struggles tonight. Mama said you'll have days like this, and he did. 4 of 17, 0 of 6 from three-point range. Here's Vince on his night.
It's one of those nights, you know, just couldn't really get in the rhythm. You know, more than anything, I'm just disappointed by my free throw shooting. You know, I've worked hard to become a good free throw shooter, just to be in attack mode, getting to the basket, getting to the foul line, and to get eight opportunities and miss four of them. I'm guessing it was eight opportunities. I know I missed four for sure. You know, that's just disappointing for me. And, you know, outside of the missing shots, I mean, it was good shots and shots that I hit the last two games, so I'm not worried about that. It's just, you know, just making free throws. And, you know, there's so many different points in the game, but so much for my aspect of the game, you know, I expect better from me.
You've been back to Toronto, too. I mean, you're still amazed at the fan reaction that you guys. It doesn't bother you
at all. No. I usually play well, so no problem.
Did it bother you this time a little bit?
Why? Because I didn't make shots? No, same thing.
You just don't hear it, for basically, to use it for a positive force? Or?
I don't hear it. It's basketball, you know. Yeah. You, everywhere you go, you hear something. I mean, people yelling, but, you know, that's, you're gonna get caught up in that. Playing ball too long for that to bother me. I hate when my family yell at me more. That bothers me, so this is nothing.
This is a game you thought you should have won without the Raptors and Chris Bosh there.
I know you didn't without the Raptors? Say it again? You said without the Raptors. You played the Raptors. I don't care if he was in the game or not. You know, we had a chance to win. We had an opportunity to win. Made a hell of a comeback. Just couldn't quite get over the hump. And it was tough because we gave up probably a big offensive rebound late in the game. Earlier, we gave up a couple of open jump shots. We kind of pushed the lead back up for us to make a run again. So, you know, just little things like that really hurt us.
Ben, you've been in this division a long time. What is it about this division? It ain't getting any better.
Just got to win it. You know, we're in it, so you got to win it. It's very even keeled as far as everybody's in the state right there. With a bad record, so you know, like I said earlier today, we have to put together some wins and to be on top of the division to, you know, to help ourselves when it's playoff time.
Did the Raptors do anything defensively against you? Well, the hosts seem to play quite well against you.
With his teammates, I mean, they played help side teammate defense like every other time we played. I got the shots I wanted, it just didn't go in.
We're going to find out very quickly if Vince and the Nets can bounce back. They're back home and back at it tomorrow night when they host the Detroit Pistons. It is an 8 o'clock start at the Meadowlands with the pregame coming your way at 7:30.